From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six, seven,
eight.
Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Well, here we go. The 15-minute morning show podcast. In the room today. Oh, first of all, who's not in the room? Danielle. She took today off.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Anyway, this is my first morning show podcast of the week.
I could just leave.
At last.
Welcome.
I could just leave.
You're just in time for Thursday.
Just in time.
Hey, look at my shirt. It's a schnauzer wearing gay sunglasses.
I love it. Where'd you get that?
At the gay sunglasses schnauzer t-shirt shop.
Oh, yes.
It's in the kiosk in the mall. Okay, in the room today, we've got Froggy, we've got Straight Nate, and there's, of course, Gandhi with her beautiful hair pulled off to one side. You're still sitting in Danielle's seat. You like it over there.
I'm in my seat now. I've moved back.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. They look alike. And there's Scotty B in Master Control, and there's Garrett in his kitchen, and there's Dave Brody in the den. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I miss Danielle.
Yeah. When we were playing the game today, I really, really missed her little air horn sound. Every time someone got it right, I was just waiting on that.
We should probably make a drop out of that, like her laugh.
So we should.
We got many Danielle drops.
Hey, so we have a list of a few things to cover today. I'm going to just start out with something very easy. What makes you, quote unquote, sophisticated as an adult?
Uh-oh.
No.
Like, what do I think makes you sophisticated?
Yeah, they polled 2,000 Americans and found the top things that make you seem classy and sophisticated.
Okay. I have.
I knew that Scary would be first.
The least of us.
I have matching glassware, everything goes together. Like I have actually proper place settings. I have the correct salad plates.
This isn't about adulting. This is about sophisticated.
Okay.
Beyond adulting.
Scary.
Yes,
think
Karen.
About the fake stuff you used to put in your dating profile. Like museums and walking on the beach.
Well, it's funny because going to museums is number four.
Reading the New York Times.
Yeah. The crossword puzzle.
Yeah, I do the crossword puzzle, but I'm not sophisticated. Anyone else?
A nice wine collection? Or knowing about wine?
Number two on the list is being able to just... Number two on the list is being able to discuss different types of wine or things like scotch.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Got me on scotch. No.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh, book. Reading.
Reading. Not in the top five.
Oh, bummer.
See, reading is very fundamental. We should be doing that.
Yeah, we should.
Really? Knowledge of all the Pornhub categories. No.
There's that.
Brody's sophisticated.
That is sophisticated and classy. Anyone else? Number five. Yes, go ahead.
Stocks. Knowing about stocks.
That was number one. You're saying having an opinion on the stock market mean it shows you're sophisticated.
Yep.
How about wearing an ascot?
You just wanted to say ascot. That's all.
Yeah.
Well, you are ascot.
Well, how about this? You are an ascot.
Yeah. There you go.
What about wearing a watch? Like a really fancy watch.
I'll give you the top five. Number five is being able to discuss current events. Makes you sophisticated. Okay. And Brody's actually a master at that, and Gandhi as well. Being able to masterfully discussing current events. I'm the kind of guy, I only read headlines, so I can say I know about something going on, then someone says, well, what do you think about it? And I'll go, I don't know. Number four, sophisticated and classy if you go to museums. Number three is wearing expensive clothing.
Ascots.
Oh.
You can buy a cheap ascot, I'm sure, on Amazon.
Who wears that?
Does it have to be expensive? Because you can buy some non-expensive, inexpensive things and still look great and make it look like it's worth a lot of money.
Let's change out the word expensive for classic, maybe. Or whatever. Number two, being able to discuss different types of wine and things like scotch. And number one, having an opinion of the stock market.
Wow.
So also, some runners up, being able to eat and discuss weird cheeses.
Oh, really?
That's your specialty.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not sophisticated.
He does. It's like weird cheese.
Boring people.
So who do we know that's sophisticated in this room? I don't think any of us really... Yeah,
I think you would be the closest, Elvis. You would be the closest one.
Yeah. Well, I'm just old and just I get bored, so I eat good cheese. I don't know what it is.
And you have a candelabra.
Yes, I have candelabras.
Several. Yeah, multiple. Anyway, this is just snobby. All right, so there was something else on the list. Neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Nosy neighbors.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Listen to what Froggy did.
I'm not nosy.
You really want to?
Yeah, you're super nosy. This is so
Froggy,
nosy.
Do you really want to put this out there for people to know what you did in your neighborhood?
Yeah, I don't care. It's a guy that his family just moved into my neighborhood, and he is a football coach. He has coached. He's been the head coach of a college up in the Northeast area. He has been an defense coordinator for University of Texas, and now he is coaching for the Jaguars. So I went online and did a little research, and I found out that when he got relieved of his duties at the college, he got a check for $11 million. And when he got relieved of his duties in Austin, he got a check for another $1 million. So he's loaded. I don't know why he's living in my neighborhood, because nobody else in this neighborhood has that kind of cash. I don't know why he's here.
Well, first of all, you're making assumptions. You don't know what he did with that cash.
Yeah.
Right.
And secondly, maybe he's frugal. The thing is how would you like it if you found out your neighbor knew all of that about you? Gandhi, I thought I'd bring over a bundt cake and welcome you to the neighborhood. By the way, we love the fact that you make so much money per year. We just found out the other day.
Nope. I would hate it. Can't stand it. I don't know any of my neighbors. Honestly, I couldn't tell you who lives directly next door to me in my apartment building, and I kind of like it that way.
Yeah, me too. I don't know.
He and his kids are very nice people, though, by the way.
Considering
are you friends with Chris?
Make.
Yeah. Am I what?
Yeah.
Are you friends with Chris Ash now or no?
Oh, God.
Wow.
Well, he said where the guy works everywhere.
I never gave any place except the Jags.
You said the college you worked at.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. He used to be the head coach of Rutgers. Yeah, okay. You're right.
Wow.
Garrett, you're an asshole. Yeah.
I think Garrett would be the nosy neighbor that dug into all of this information.
Right,
I
know. Because just then
Froggy,
he figured it out.
Yeah. Like, Froggy will tell you I did it, but Garrett would not tell you he did it and just keep all the information.
Well, Froggy just described everything where the guy worked, so an easy Google can just pull up Chris Ash just got signed by the Jaguars as his coach and also worked at Rutgers. But it doesn't tell you how much he made, so that's a little creepier that Froggy went an extra level of how much he got.
Wikipedia is your friend.
But listen, he's probably gonna be your neighbor for like a month and a half because he's been Iowa, San Diego, Wisconsin.
Oh my God. We're going down his resume now.
Ohio again, Rutgers, which is in New Jersey, Texas, and now Jackson.
I gotta tell you, this is uncomfortable,
I know.
By the way.
He can't put down roots.
Can we put Froggy as neighbor on his Wikipedia page?
Okay, what else?
Can we put
neighbors?
Down Froggy's the worst secret keeper ever?
Yeah. Well, that's
hey, I'm thinking about a guy who's a senator. He lived in Delaware. Now he lives in the White House, but I'm not going to say who it is.
Can't say who it is. The thing is when neighbors start talking to neighbors, then they all start talking about each other.
Right.
And then they start talking about the people they were just talking to behind their backs with other neighbors. This is why I don't like living in a neighborhood.
Yep.
I don't want to be in a neighborhood. I don't want to know my neighbors. I don't want my neighbors to know me. What's your name? Bob. My name is Bob. What do you do, Bob? I'm a pilot. I just make something up.
I made up that job once. I was waiting for the train to go into New York City from Jersey, and the guy goes, "Hey, what do you do?" And I go, "Well, you know, I work on construction." He goes, "Oh, great. I'm looking for a job right now." And
oh,
I go,
God.
And he goes, and then the follow-up question was, "Hey, have you ever been to jail?" And I said, "No." And he goes, "Okay, well, are you a Blood or are you a Crypt?" And I go, "Well, no, neither. I don't know anything. I just manage." So.
You obviously don't know because you called them a Crypt.
Crypt.
Yeah.
No. He asked me, like, that just to show you I'm not either of them, but he asked me, like, if I was associated with a gang.
Then here's a good question for you, Garrett, and everyone. If you have to make up a profession.
Yeah.
What's the easiest one to give in case they quiz you?
Right.
Sales.
Maybe sales.
Yeah.
What do you sell?
Advertising time at a radio station.
Oh, yeah. See, that's too close.
Right. I tell them that I'm trying to play professional golf.
Which is true.
Yeah.
And I'm really shitty at golf, so I can answer any question they have about being shitty.
I would think like a bank teller because it's a very important job. But at the same time, it's all right there in front of you. You see on the surface what they do. That's all you need to know, I guess. You know.
Maybe a waitress. I would know a lot about being a waitress. I'm gonna go for that one.
A mail carrier. Yeah.
Okay. Deliver mail.
I know, but then they have questions about the USPS and they have special.
Then you
rules
just go. You know what? I don't like talking about work. It's all red tape.
You want to know what my dad tells people? Because of course he's a comedian. He tells them he's an astronaut because he's doing nothing but taking up space.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's actually great.
No,
I like that one.
Please don't use that. Please, I beg.
That's awesome.
No,
I love that one.
Thank you, Ellie.
No, it's awful.
That's awesome.
See, I have these kind of issues when people talk to me about sports because I don't know anything about sports. And there was one time where I was at my daughter's karate class and I happened to be wearing a Yankee hat for whatever reason. It must have been free. And so the guy's like, "Yeah, so did you see it in that inning when that was not safe?" And I was like, "Yeah, man." You know, and I was able to fudge my way through it, thank God. I didn't want to sound like too much of an asshole. But I mean, normally I can't talk about sports because I don't know anything about it.
Well, that's the thing. If they corner you, they say, "Hey, are you a sports fan in New York? You got the Yankees. And if you say yes, then they have follow up questions like you're talking about. Then I'm fucked every single time.
Yeah.
So I just say no. I don't follow sports. I like bowling. And if they say, "Well, who's your favorite bowler?" And like, "I don't know."
Does anyone else wear something like a Yankee hat when like I wouldn't wear like an opera shirt, so people would ask me about the opera. You guys wear anything like Scary or Froggy, like Elvis? Would you wear something that you didn't believe in at all?
Yankee hats and opera shirts in the same category?
Well, because I know how this works out.
Opera shirts? Like, does that a thing?
Like, if I had a T-shirt that advertised the Met, I would never wear that because the same way Scotty should not be wearing a Yankee hat.
I was just wearing because it said NY, and I live in New York, so that's why I was wearing it.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with, even though you know nothing about the sport of baseball, you are a New Yorker.
Yeah.
Actually, you live in New Jersey, so who the fuck are you trying to be?
I mean, why
can't you? I mean, if someone said, "Oh, I see you're a Yankee fan. Oh, who's your favorite player?" I would not be embarrassed saying, "I don't know. I just like the hat."
Yeah.
I like the Yankees.
Yep.
I mean, you know.
It matched. Right. The colors are nice. Cool.
I feel like you walk around with like a Billie Eilish t-shirt and you're like, oh, what's your favorite song? You're like, I don't like Billie Eilish. I just got the shirt.
We had an intern do that. She was in here with a Sublime shirt. And I said, I love Sublime. And she said, what do you mean?
Yeah.
The band that is on your shirt. I love Sublime. She said, it's a band?
Yeah, she didn't know.
I thought it was just a word.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. When people wear old band t-shirts, if you weren't alive in that band and you don't know anything about that band, you should be wearing that t-shirt.
Thank you.
But yeah, my girls always wear the shirt with the mouth because that's, you know, the Rolling Stones. That's what they wear. They have no idea what it is.
The tongue.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. Wear what you want to wear. If people ask you what it is, you don't know what it is, okay, you don't. So maybe you look stupid for a minute, but you like your shirt, whatever. Elvis, people get so bent out of shape about shit like this.
Totally.
You realize you just said the phrase, let me tell you something without...
Let me tell you something. Yeah. Fire Marshal Bill. Remember him? Are we done yet?
You have 2 minutes left.
No, we're done.
We're done. Okay, good. Yeah, Nate's right. I think Nate's clock is correct.
Time.
I love this. I'm only doing one 15-minute morning show podcast per week. So.
Oh.
It's 13 great. Minutes.
You know, by the way, I also should not be wearing an Abercrombie & Fitch shirt because I can't fit into any of their clothing, so I shouldn't be wearing that either.
Well, apparently true. You can. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a right double now. Extra large.
Oh, God.
Wow. All right, well, we got to go. Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.